In Libya, rebels are clinging to a strategic border post with Tunisia. Over the weekend, the crossing came under fire from troops loyal to Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi. Now, if Gaddafi's forces were to recapture that border crossing, it would be a setback for the rebels. They get supplies in through the crossing, and civilians have been using the crossing to get out. Eleanor Beardsley reports.
Gaddafi's forces came down out of the mountains in dust-caked pickup trucks, shooting at rebels along the Tunisian border. The two sides battled back and forth Sunday for control of the Wazin Zahiba crossing. Hours before the fighting began, panicked Libyan civilians, their vehicles bursting with children and bedding, made their way over the border into Tunisia. They all described attacks on their villages by Gaddafi's forces.
I come from Rujban in West Mountain.
And what is happening?
Very, very bad in Libya from war. Gaddafi killed every people.
On the Tunisian side of the border, volunteers load humanitarian trucks with food and medicine to help the Libyans who cannot get out. Gaddafi's forces have been attacking the rebel-held towns in the western Nafusa mountain range. The area is largely populated by Berbers who have long been a target of persecution by the Libyan regime. Libyan Dr. Salah El Barumi drove an aid truck packed with medicine and food donations from Ireland. He says it took a week to drive across Europe and Tunisia to get to this border, and it must stay open.
We're trying to support people because inside people are suffering for food, suffering, you know, many things. It's a disaster. But this border is very important. If he closed this border, all people will be killed inside.
El Barumi says Gaddafi wouldn't think twice about letting people starve to death. Mohammed Khalifa is also a doctor. Now his job is ferrying in jerry cans of gasoline for the rebels.
The border gate, which between Tunisia and Libya, is very, very important for revolutionaries and also for Gaddafi government.
Khalifa says Gaddafi wants to break the supply chain to the rebels and stop international humanitarian aid from getting to civilians. The fighting spilled over into Tunisian territory briefly over the weekend, angering the Tunisian government. Now, Tunisian soldiers sit atop armored personnel carriers on a hill just beyond the border, their gun sights trained toward Libya. The road from the border is clogged with Libyan cars loaded with civilians going one way and rebel pickup trucks loaded with supplies going the other. Children lean out of car windows to flash the rebel victory sign. Just inside Tunisian territory, a huge yellow dump truck has pulled off the side of the road. In the back are about 30 children. Kamel Fella is father to a handful of the children and the truck's driver. Fella says he and other parents loaded the kids in the truck a few days ago and fled the town of Zintan to escape the shelling. He says they've been sleeping in the desert at night. We didn't do anything, says Fella. We are just civilians and we don't know why Gaddafi is attacking us. And now, he says, we don't have anywhere to go. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley.